Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place, so buckle up. We can unleash your inner badass. What's up, you guys? I haven't had a lot of feedback on my guest episodes. A few of you reached out, but I think not enough to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the happenings of that. You know, the pay to play price for this podcast is to share it with your friends and to leave a written review. Okay. Cool. Clicking the star is awesome, but the real reviews that are going to make an impact and be able to push me forward to the front lines to eventually not be forking out my own cash for the podcast is that written review. So take a few minutes. And if you appreciate the podcast and you're getting value from it, then make sure you say so. Okay. Love it or hate it. I want to hear about it. I'm not afraid to hear the feedback. And that includes like even with the guests, if you feel like the energy has shifted, I mean, I'm here for you guys, right? That's why I'm doing this, not just to hear myself, but to serve you and to be able to help you step into that, you know, full potential that you carry inside of you. And sometimes it takes hearing shit from other people to really have those aha moments. And so that's where we're at. But today I want to talk about self-confidence because that is such an issue. I'm in a women's group and I'm spending some time in there today, putting up some posts and just kind of trying to ballpark feel what people are needing, you know, in their business right now. I am surrounded by tons of entrepreneurs. And what's the underlying thing that we all need in business? And it comes down to clients and money, which go hand in hand. And so I have these conversations that I started in my inbox. And one of the things that's holding us back from expanding our client base and expanding our bank account is self-confidence, because you have to expand your network in order to draw people in. And I think there was a moment where we had a bit of confidence. We had some juice because that's why we signed up and started building the business, right? We had a spark. But what happens, we're losing that confidence. And it happens for a lot of reasons, because maybe you experienced something that you saw as failure and didn't move past that. Maybe you had too much criticism that you let pause you. You compared yourself with other people, or maybe you just felt overwhelmed. But really, it just comes to us starting a conversation of negative self-talk, and you're focusing too much on the bullshit rather than success. So here we are allowing our self-confidence to fade. And all of these experiences, the negative experience, the self-doubt, the fear of failure, all of this external bullshit, you know, the criticism from other people, we have a choice. We can allow that to let our self-confidence fade away, because if we do that, if we're listening to these people, we're not actively nurturing and reinforcing our self-belief through our own positive talk, okay? Maybe we're not setting achievable goals. Maybe we're not acknowledging our strengths, but I can tell you guys, no matter what you're doing in life, self-confidence it's vital. That is the key to any success. And it's the beacon of success, ideally, because you get to define what success is. But if you're not confident, how do you ever say that your definition of success really works for you? But self-confidence is a huge trait. It stands out. It's that inner voice that says you can do this even when your doubt is trying to drown it out. And self-confidence is not just a feel-good emotion. It is literally the cornerstone that your dreams are built on. It's where obstacles are conquered and opportunities are seized. Why is it so important that we cultivate and nurture self-confidence in every aspect of our life, not just business, but your relationships and everywhere else? And I recognize that. I recognize that because my confidence as a podcaster has definitely grown. And I look at ways in my life that confidence needs to be nurtured, including in my business sense, in my marketing sense. But self-confident people are empowered. They're empowered to take charge of their lives. When you believe in yourself, you're more likely to pursue your goals with, you know, that determination, with resilience. You're not going to be ruminating on bullshit, whether you're going to start a new business or, you know, go back to school or start on just a personal journey of growth for yourself. Literally, self-confidence is how we can be brave, because it's scary. So this is where we're going to get the fuel for the courage to step out of that comfort zone and to be able to embrace those new challenges. Resilience is something that comes from self-confidence. So what do we know to be true? Life is full of ups and downs, okay? And you're going to face adversity. I don't care what you're doing or who you're watching where you think their life has been perfect and they haven't had any hiccups. That's bullshit. Because real life is squirrely. It's all over the place. So self-confidence, this is literally going to be your shield against that self-doubt and negativity. This is what allows you to bounce back from setbacks and not just give up and cave in. You learn from what you think is a failure. And then you keep moving forward with that resilience, determination. When self-confidence is your ally, obstacles literally become opportunities. That's it. This is how you grow. There is no roadblock to success. And it's influential, okay? You really want to build your customer base. You want to build your following. Everybody wants to be an influencer. Everybody wants to be a YouTuber. You need confidence. That's the magic. It attracts opportunity. It inspires other people. It commands respect. And whether this is for your job, whether it's for social media or just social settings, personal relationships, anyone with self-confidence, that's charisma. That's authority. That's beautiful. They speak with conviction. They assert their opinions, inspire trust in everybody around them. When you radiate confidence, you elevate yourself. And it lifts people into your happiness bubble. People magnetize to that confidence. I am just a complete advocate for attraction marketing. We want to draw the people into us that feel us the most. I don't want to attract a bunch of, you know, negative Nancys who always feel sorry for themselves and always have some kind of excuse and always play it safe. That's not what I'm here attracting with this confidence. Either I'm going to push you away because you're going to be like, this bitch is crazy and I like my comfortable life. I'm not for a lot of people. And because I can confidently say that, it doesn't bother me when they're not there. I just know that expanding my personal audience here, I know the people I want to attract. I know the people I want to magnetize to. So that comes out in my confidence. It is an achievement. Building your self-confidence in and of itself is an achievement. And then everything else that follows that, you're going to set more ambitious goals. And it's easier for you to break them down in the little steps because you have the confidence of where you're going and you've got that determination. And every time you conquer one of these goals, guess what's happening? Your confidence is growing and it's fueling this entire cycle of success and fulfillment. You're on a hamster wheel of bullshit right now. What if you turn that hamster wheel into success and fulfillment? You could keep running the track and keep running in circles, but at least you could do something productive with that. You want to flip it upside down. Turn it around. It's a catalyst that is going to transform everything you dream of into something that is real, all of it. And self-confidence, it's literally linked to your mental health. When you have a positive self-image, when you believe in your abilities, you're going to experience more feelings of fulfillment, satisfaction, that my favorite word, happiness. And, you know, I've talked about the opposite end of the spectrum. If you've got that low self-confidence, you're going to have the anxiety, you're going to have the self-doubt, feelings of inadequacy, and you're going to be on that wheel of, you know, self-sabotage and resentment and all the bullshit. So we want to get on that wheel, on that beautiful vibration of self-confidence. It is not a luxury. It is a necessity. It is important. If you can embrace your strengths, you overcome your fears, you believe in your potential, you unlock an entire world of opportunities and possibilities. And you know, I say it all the time, dream big. I've called myself out. I've been toying around with writing some things down and all of a sudden, none of it feels big enough. I'm just not dreaming big enough. I dare you to dream big. take on this challenge with me to build up our courage and let our self-confidence be that guiding light. The biggest sign that you have lost your self-confidence or it doesn't exist is that you doubt yourself and your abilities. You're avoiding the challenges. You're giving up easily. You feel insecure. You compare yourself unfavorably constantly. And the biggest giveaway is that you're seeking outside validation. That's it. If you want some actions to build your self-confidence, then stay with me here because I'm going to give you a few actions, actionable steps that I want you guys to practice throughout this whole weekend. Okay. What is today? It is Wednesday. So yeah, for the next few days, I want you to take some of these and put them into practice. Okay. Because what is the truth? Life is more enjoyable when you feel confident. It's easier to be successful. Lack of confidence is going to stand in the way of anything you want to do. And it's going to trip you up when you least expect it. So the best thing in your favor right now is that your sense of self-confidence is up to you. You get to control this. If you avoid managing it, it's going to be low. And it might seem random, but you get to choose to direct it. Literally, you get to write the story on where your self-confidence goes. So maybe that should be your first step right now, is to write down how self-confident you want to be and where can that take you? How do you increase your self-confidence? How do you feel better about yourself? You start having small successes. Okay. And it could be mundane. Like maybe you need to clean out your closet. Okay. Have an intention and follow through on it. When you intend to do something and accomplish it, boom, you will have a shift in that confident energy. Another thing that I think is really important, and people get caught up on this all the time, and there's a lot of resistance in, but you always have an extra excuse. You've got to let go of the past. I get that shit has gone wrong. Okay. But it has nothing to do with today. Your future tomorrow is what you do today. You don't weigh yourself down with bullshit that happened yesterday or the day before. That's it. You let it go. What are you going to do about today to create a better tomorrow? And the one that I avoided for a really long time, you guys, was to get in the gym. That's it. And you don't have to go to a gym. Start small. Okay. Start small. I'm literally on the phone with my friend the other day. And one of the first things that popped into her mind about something, I asked her, I'm like, you know, if you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing? And she said, I would start a routine for my daughter and I to get healthy and get in shape. Okay. That was her first instinct. If she had all the money in the world, that health would be a first step. And so I said, literally, you don't have to join a gym or start anything extensive. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Find a fun YouTube video and dance it out, work it out, do something that you guys can laugh together and work out 10 minutes a day. Move your body with intention. Do something that's going to make you break a sweat. It's going to boost your confidence. And if you're, anti-exercise, something that has always worked for me is a dance party with my kids. Literally putting on the radio for 30 minutes kicks my ass. Like I'm sweating, they're sweating. It's a lot. And I just realized we haven't done a dance party in like 2 weeks, and that's been a long time. So have a dance party, get them moving, get the blood flowing, laugh, have fun, move your body with intention. And you've got to build your social skills. I recorded a podcast with this incredible woman today. It's coming in the future for you guys, but she's talking about how, we just have to rehumanize conversations. Get social again. And I'm not talking about like on your phone. I'm talking about interacting with people on a whole different level. And you practice that, you practice self-confidence. Like I think build your social skills. The best thing you could do right now is go eat by yourself or go to a movie by yourself. Start there. Because if you could go anywhere by yourself and start building that confidence that is not as scary as you think, that everybody's going to talk shit and be judging you, but you don't care because you're there for whatever moment, go out there with intention, then you can start adding social skills to that. Because you're confident in you, you can go anywhere, have a conversation with anyone. Practice that. And you've got to choose positive people. I want you around positive people this week. They affect your mood and your outlook on life. So you're hanging out with some losers, you're going to feel like a loser. Even if you have to create your own fucking group that supports you and maintains a positive attitude. I know when I was in one of the companies I spent a lot of time in, did this, you know, she was like, you guys have to get a local Facebook group, get people walking. And I saw a lot of people do this. I wasn't in the space where I was ready mentally. It was not something I could handle, but I watched these women create groups in their community where they would meet other women and just go for a 30-minute walk once a week, twice a week, 5 days a week, whatever you want. Find people that want to keep moving. That's it. Find people that want to go forward with you. That's a positive crowd. People that care about tomorrow, that want to be intentional about today. And then I want you to tackle a fear. I mean, if you're afraid of spiders, go to a pet store and ask them if you can hold a tarantula. And maybe if that's extreme and you're afraid of going live on Facebook, go live on Facebook. Because every time you do this, you realize there's nothing to be afraid of and you get more confident. We make every effort to avoid the things we fear. That's exhausting. Rather than hiding from it, I want you to tackle it. Bravery and self-confidence are homies, like best friends, probably related, okay? You've got to make a list of your past successes. I know you've had a few. You've probably forgotten more than you remember because we take a lot of shit for granted, okay? Just take a few minutes to remember some of those. You're going to feel more powerful after even a minute. That's it. So pull out the list, save it, lock it in a vault. When you're feeling down, come back and look at, okay? Find something that you're good at and do it. Do that. After a hard day, nothing can boost your confidence like spending time with something that you're good at. Make a list of the things you do well and spend time doing that. Build it into your schedule. And you got to get out of your head. That's my last piece of advice, babe. You've got to get out of your head. A lack of confidence is a sign that you're spending too much time thinking about yourself. Put the focus on other people in the current activity. It's hard to lack confidence if you're not even thinking about yourself. That's it. You've got to take every single day, take some intention and enhance your self-confidence. Just a few minutes of effort, I'm telling you, will change the way that you feel about yourself. Everything is easier. Everything is more enjoyable when you're confident in your abilities. Avoid allowing the world to dictate your level of self-confidence. You get to take control of this important trait. I have a few groups available. I'm going to try to link it in the bio of this episode. If not, just find me on Facebook and message me and I'll send you the link to those groups. But I literally have a Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post journal prompts, things that, you know, are going to help you build the relationship with yourself, things that are going to help you boost your self-confidence. You're getting these every day. And then I also have a Bible study for a badass group where I post Bible reading every day. I think it's been an incredible foundation in me building my self-confidence because this is part of what the greatest teacher ever taught. Jesus is us for us to walk in confidence and walk in love and walk in faith. So I share those every single day. They are staples in my life, journaling and starting the day with the Bible and obviously getting in my workout before the sun is up is something that has set me up for success. And I know this to be true because the days that my schedule is off, I am fucked. Okay. I just don't feel right. So it's my North Star, kind of staying committed to those foundations. And I share that with you guys because it works for me. If it works for me, it can work for anyone. You just have to make the choice and decide. So practice that this week, get into your confidence, babe. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you're stepping into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in this present moment, okay? Brandon Lynette here, reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.